Wouldn't that be heaven? A heaven just for two. A soft breeze on a June night and you. What a perfect setting for letting dreams come true. A chance to sail away through Sweetheart Bay beneath the stars that shine. A chance to drift for you to lift your tender lips to mine. The things, dear, that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you.
Okay, folks, wrapping up today's show, we're listening to Rich Hinman versus Adam Levy in the background with a lovely version of Maraba Blue. Coming out of Johnny Hodges and his orchestra with Duke Ellington, A Sailboat in the Moonlight. Johnny Hartman in there with A Sleepin' Bee. Lyrics by Truman Capote, music by Harold Arlen from House of Flowers, sort of a failed musical from 54, but a beautiful song. Jackie Curtis, of all people, with Zodiac. We heard Betty Carter, This Is Always. Laura Marling gave us Always This Way. Bonnie Raitt in there with, was that a Linda Thompson tune? Linda and Richard Thompson, perhaps, Dimming of the Day. Miriam Gendron with Long Way Home, and at the top it was The Fifth Dimension. Oh, no, that's it. That wraps it up. This is Monica, and I've been filling in for Irwin, who will be back next week. Thank you, Irwin, for letting me keep your seat warm. And in the meantime, you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Don't go anywhere. Andy and Ken coming up with 7 Second Delay in just moments. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. We have a very, very special episode tonight, as you know. Are you all good, Andy?
I've been looking forward to it. How are you doing, Cam?
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
What are you congratulating me for?
Nothing. As I was saying it, I realized there's nothing going on in your life.
Well, I really do have something to congratulate you for.
I dug myself a hole there. What? Tell me what.
You got another one of those Emmy nominations.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're like door prizes out there.
Yeah, so now you have to fly out to L.A. so you can lose.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my wife. My wife loves to watch me lose awards.
How many have you lost so far this year?
Well, for this project, I think it sounds like a joke. I think we're 0-6. Thank you for asking, Ken. Thank you for asking. How many we've lost.
Yeah, and you're up against one of the TV movies that you've lost to several times.
Yeah, there's
already
a TV movie called Quiz Lady that has beat us 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, well, congrats.
It must be. I haven't seen it. Have you seen Quiz Lady?
I've never even heard of it.
It's got to be good. It wins all those awards. It's got to be. They don't just hand those things out, you know. They're very thoughtful, very careful.
So are you looking forward to going out there and losing to Quiz Lady again?
Yeah, I was trying. I was actually talking to, you know, I'm one of the four producers on the show, on the movie,
on the Monk movie.
Mm-hmm. So if we win, we would all go up, the four of us.
Yeah.
And I was trying to convince the other three guys we were talking today about something else, but I tried to convince them that we should learn a 60-second sort of version of a barbershop quartet song, 4-part harmony, just nail it and just go up there and do it.
And how did that go over?
The call ended very quickly after that. I remember that. People had to get off the phone. I do remember that. Thank you again for asking.
Fine. No problem. So
fine.
Tonight's a very special episode.
Hey, first off, thanks to everyone for... we went on a little Magical Mystery Tour. We had a fundraiser. We sold tickets to the Magical Mystery Tour.
Oh, that's
year.
Right. Yeah, this past weekend was a big weekend. We met a lot of listeners on the cruise on Saturday and then on the Magical Mystery Tour bus ride on Sunday.
Hey, you know me pretty well. Can you answer a question?
Yeah.
Did I have fun?
I would say you had fun on Sunday.
Okay, great. That's fantastic.
On the Magical Mystery Tour bus.
Fantastic. I love having fun. Great to hear.
And on the cruise, I think it looked like you were intermittently having fun.
I was hiding.
Not really. You barely hid.
I only brought a quart of Purell.
There was
I was kind of in some trouble. There were 600 listeners on the boat, less than a quart of Purell. It's an interesting problem. It's almost a mathematical problem.
I didn't see you looking like you were trapped.
Yeah.
In any conversations.
No, I had fun. I had fun.
Yeah.
So
thank you, everybody who came
okay,
out.
Okay, so we can check that off. Okay, yep. So that's old business. Any new business? We might as well just get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it.
We've been playing Don McLean's newest song. Is this a single? Did he release this as a single?
Not that I know of, but this is from his latest album, I think, American Boys.
American Boys, and it's a song he wrote. It's the worst thing I've ever heard. It's called The Meanest Girl.
Yeah, it's really inexplicable.
Yeah, and he wrote it about a wonderful woman, his ex-wife, who I've gotten to know, and we had to do something, right, Ken? We can't just sit back.
No.
So we thought, wait, so why did we choose to do this?
Well, we decided to invite our listeners to record their own remixes or cover versions of The Meanest Girl, and we got 10 of them, which is not bad for a week.
We're going to play our favorite 6, 7, or 8 of them. Two of them are family members of mine and are ineligible.
And then we decided that we would invite the subject of the song, Patricia McLean, onto the show.
To be our judge. Our celebrity judge.
So without further ado, let's introduce Patricia.
How about a little further ado?
Oh, a little bit of further ado.
No, you're right. Let's skip the further ado. You're right, Ken. Your instincts are right.
Patricia,
your broadcasting instincts are right again.
Patricia, welcome to 7 Second Delay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi.
It's great to have you on.
And you are, I've admired you for years, but I've never admired you more than when you agreed to do this. I think it'll be fun.
Thank you. Should I just give a little bit of background to
Sure. Situation? Of course, yeah.
Yeah, are we correct in the assumption that this song is about you?
I run a nonprofit called Finding Our Voices. Mm-hmm. I know a lot about domestic abuse now. I mean, I knew a lot about it in my 29-year marriage because it was happening. You know, every kind of domestic abuse was happening, financial, sexual, physical, emotional. But I didn't really know it was domestic abuse. But since I started this nonprofit and we're talking and helping, you know, hundreds of women across Maine, I know a lot about it. And this is really post-separation abuse. So when you manage to escape, most people think it's over, you're out, but it's not. Sometimes that's when they really get revved up sometimes because they don't like to lose control. So it's 8 years since I've managed to escape. And as abusers do, he's weaponizing what he can because he can't have physical proximity to me because there's a 10-year restraining order. So one of the things he's weaponizing is the court because he's just filed, he's sued me for my advocacy.
Oh no.
So I have to deal, I have to back in court paying for lawyers.
If there's a GoFundMe for your legal expenses.
Oh, that would be awesome, actually. That would be awesome.
Let me know and I'll have Ken write you a check.
Yeah, I won't, I'm not going to really start that, but if anybody wants to contribute, that's great. And then this is another way of post-separation abuse, this song, because it doesn't have my name in it, but I know it's
about
me.
Of course, it's about you because you're the meanest.
Okay.
You're the meanest girl.
Yeah, exactly. And also, those are things that he used to say about me that I know.
Oh, baby.
Ugly,
oh no.
Wrinkly, all that stuff. Of course, because that's what they do. They put you down. That's one of the tactics they use.
Well,
And the interesting thing is he calls me a Nazi general, which he was very anti-Semitic, and he used to make slurs against me being Jewish. So, of course, another thing domestic abusers do is turn on you what they are themselves. So him being anti-Semitic, calling me a Nazi general, perfect.
I'm so, so sorry. What if you...
Maybe that's why he hated you so much also, Andy.
Oh, no, that's not why. Well, it was on the list. It was number 9 on the list.
Your Jewishness?
I should explain. I had just a taste. I got just a glimpse of what Patricia's talking about. I worked with Don in my early 20s. We had the same manager. As you know, I knew him when he was writing American Pie.
Yes, I've heard.
I contributed.
You've told that story.
I contributed a couple of lines. I'm not asking for any credit. I just, I'd love someone, though, to acknowledge it. But...
You wrote about the Joker on the sideline.
I wrote Chevy to the Levee, and the title, American Pie, was me. Just a couple lines. But anyway, I had a taste of it. I saw that side of him, and I know exactly, Patricia, my heart goes out to you. Can I ask, when you first heard this song, I can't imagine hearing a song released publicly about me that was so crude and... and childish. What was your reaction when you first heard it, or did you hear about it first and then you were braced and you could?
Well, I was actually in Greece and someone sent me the he put a full page ad in our local paper with a picture of him at the White House, which is another travesty.
I know.
Yeah. And then at the bottom of it, it was an announcing my new singles. And then it said .. The Meanest Girl. So he was calling particular attention to that song in my hometown.
Yes.
So I knew it was about me also because he gave a statement to the media not that long ago saying that I was the worst person in the world. And it was picked up all over the world. So that's the kind of his kind of verbiage. So I knew it that way. And also, it's not a song. I mean, you know that it's not a song.
It's like a childish taunt.
Yeah. It's just a litany. It's just throwing insults, at me.
But what was your reaction when you heard it? I mean, I would find it almost, it's off the charts funny almost. I mean, it's so crazy.
I didn't really find it funny. And I'm going to see how I do on this hour. Because if hearing the words over and over again may be hard for me. But the reason I'm actually doing this is because nothing has stopped him from continuing to abuse me. And so I'm hoping that mockery will do the trick. And I know that's what this is. So that's what I'm hoping with this show, that maybe some mockery will finally...
Baby, you knocked on the right door. You knocked on the right door today. We will mock up. Now, before we get started, I don't want to run out of time later. I know you have a foundation and a website. How can people help you if they are so moved?
Just, check out findingourvoices.net. There's a ton of content on there. And if you know anybody who's going through domestic abuse or suspect they are, or if you suspect they are, we our services are for people in Maine, our women in Maine. But there's a lot of material on there that could help everybody. I have a podcast also. It's called Let's Talk About It and includes a conversation with my daughter, and she also was a victim of abuse by him. We talk on the podcast show about how it impacted both of us and our mother-child relationship. So
there's
findingourvoices.net.
There's no bottom to that guy. There's no bottom.
It's findingourvoices.net.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great.
And the podcast is called Let's Talk About It.
Well, no, I want you to know, you're going to hear the song. I mean, people took liberties with the song, but everyone has this in common, all of the people that responded. This is how they say, we love you, Patricia. This is how they say it.
Okay, thank you. I'll try to keep that in mind.
Please keep it in mind. This is how they say it. And we've talked about Don on the show plenty of times. Everybody is on the same page. Everybody's on your side here.
And, let's hope with every word it pushes him further back and leaving me alone. That's the goal here.
God. I wish you all the best. But here's our first version of The Meanest Girl. Do you want to play Don's version first, Ken?
Nah.
That's going to be a tough one.
Okay. This is a band. They call themselves Two. And Patricia, if you want to keep score, because you're our judge today.
Okay.
I don't know what criteria you're going to use, but
I'll write some notes.
Okay, this number one is a band called Too Tall and His Gang, and this is their version. We won't have time to play the whole version of everyone's, but here's a taste.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. You're an empty vessel. You're a loaded gun. You're a Nazi general. You ain't too much fun, 'cause you're really stupid. And you're ugly, too. You're like Andy Breckman with a career of poo. You're the meanest girl.
You called me out.
That I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. My empirical way of knowing who is the worst is never wrong. And you come in first. You're a total stranger. You're wasting time on me. You should spend some money and buy a personality. You're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are.
So you were able to hear that okay, Patricia?
Yeah, I would say I gave a few points for a career of poo. I like that.
Well, yeah, he was talking about me. He says, it's all right. No. He said, you're Andy Breckman with your career of poo.
So, okay, well, now, I take those points away. Sorry.
Oh, no,
okay,
it's okay.
Those points are taken away.
Now I'm in this with you. I'm in your
And then way. I also have to take points away because it sounded a little bit too much like Don for my taste. So yeah. I can't score that one very highly, especially to do that to you, Andy. I don't like that.
I don't mind it. In fact,
Let's toss that one over.
You want to hear my that secret?
That actually contained samples of Don, but it's the only one. It's the only one. Okay. It's the only one that had samples of Don in it.
My little secret.
Well, I don't like that.
Okay,
like that.
My secret fantasy today is Don gets so mad at me that he writes a song about me. I would be so honored. Hey, it would be my new theme song.
Better than suing you, so.
That's all right. He can do that, too. I ain't scared of that guy.
Andy, you've put up an offer a couple of times in the past when Don McLean has toured that you would give $200 out to anybody who would, to say your name?
Oh, Patricia, you might not know the story. Years ago, Don and I exchanged words publicly, and Don said, somebody asked Don McLean about me, and Don said this. Don said, I am never going to utter that man's name again. That's what he said about me. And then I went on the air, and I offered $200 cash to anyone who could make Don McLean say my name.
Oh, that's funny. Did people do it?
Well, I know it got some press. I know New York Magazine ran a little. Remember that?
Yeah.
In New York. I don't know if anyone did it.
But he's coming to town very soon.
You know what? The offer still stands.
Oh, right.
It's back on the table. Make Don McLean say my name, and you get $200. Now, let's hear the next band. Okay, so Too Tall, I think they're talented, but I can see why you didn't respond too highly.
Personal reasons.
Of course. You might have personal reasons down the line here for everyone. Okay, here's Carl and Mark. Number two is our listeners, Carl and Mark.
Oh, by the way, what is the prize?
The prize is a very valuable prize. It's actually a collector's item. It's a vinyl copy of the American Pie album with the corrected writing credits on the back. You know, I gave myself, I added my name.
Oh,
on the
yes,
back.
For you. Okay.
For me, because I contributed a couple lines too.
So what did they, did they repress the record and give you?
Well, I had to do it manually. No, they would not repress the A&M record.
Manually.
Yeah, I put a sticker on. But it's still something. It's one of a kind.
Okay.
And that's the prize.
Sure.
Okay. So, The next artist, they call themselves Carl and Mark.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. You're the meanest girl that I've known by far. You're an empty vessel, you're a loaded gun. You're a Nazi general, you ain't too much fun. You are really stupid, and you're ugly too. Your face is full of worry lines from all the mean you do. 'Cause you're the meanest girl that I've known by far.
That was Carl and Mark.
Nice.
I did too. It has a nice style.
Yeah, I think
style.
It's a ukulele or a mandolin.
Now he changed the melody a bit.
Yeah, it's very very much like 10cc's I'm Not in Love.
Oh, he's okay. So it's to the tune of, you know, the thought of Don writing this song and then playing it for someone. Hey, what do you think of this? That makes me laugh so hard.
And to put it out on his record,
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah,
just a chutzpah.
It's
what is wrong with him? That's an interesting question.
The record it can't be on a major label, right? I didn't know.
No, he's just, it's just a little indie label.
Vanity,
Vanity with a capital V.
Yeah.
And a silent P.
And a silent P. But he is, you know, I guess that's an interesting question. What do you think is wrong with him? When I was a kid and I met him, for one thing, he kind of did me a favor. He changed my whole attitude about becoming famous in show business. He made me very cynical, and I kind of recoiled from it, and I think it actually helped me. He was just so unpleasant. He was the first celebrity I ever hung out with. Can you imagine?
Wow. That's sad. It's mean. I mean, that's mean. Talk about.
Oh, he was mean to me. But I couldn't figure. I was so young. I couldn't figure what is the guy's problem. I'm trying to analyze it. Clearly, something went wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's something with domestic abuse. Like, I am so glad that I'm done trying to figure him out. And that's something you fall into with domestic abuse. You're like always wondering, like, why is he doing this? What's causing it? And I don't have to worry about that anymore. Like, I just don't care.
At the bottom, I guess the bottom line is it don't matter. It don't matter why you're responsible.
Doesn't matter.
You're responsible.
Well, yeah. I have a theory as to one of the reasons.
You're responsible for your own actions. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no excuse, and it doesn't matter. And even mental illness sometimes, like people say he's bipolar. But, you know, if you know you need help, you get help. If you know you're hurting the person that you love, right, you'll get help for it.
Patricia, could someone who suffers from a bipolar disorder write a song like The Meanest Girl? Seriously, a masterpiece
Exactly.
One of the things that Andy did when he would open up for Don McLean on tour was, I think, a hilarious joke, which is Andy would come out and he would play a couple of chords of American Pie.
I sang as much as I could of it.
And say, like, oh, I don't know if Don was planning on doing this one tonight.
Yeah, I used to sing American Pie.
That's funny.
That's a funny joke. In fact, it's such a funny joke that Conan O'Brien on his podcast talks about it. Did you know that?
Somebody told me secondhand. Yeah. But then what happened, Patricia, is in Canada, I was a client of Herb Gartz. We had the same manager. And in Canada one morning, we woke up. We were on tour. I woke up and Don was reading the review of last night's show.
Ooh.
And I came in and he wouldn't let me see it. He just closed the newspaper. He said, oh, man, they hated us. And and then I read the review later that day and they did not like his act at all, but they were. It was a rave review for me. He didn't want me to see it. It was all about how the opening act. Did I ever show it to you, Ken?
Yeah, I know the story.
Yeah,
that's in the LCD book.
Yeah. And then that's when our relationship changed. Ever when I got a couple of good reviews at his expense, he couldn't handle it. He's very sensitive.
Like he can have people around him who, you know, he needs to be the shining light. So anybody around, as long as they're sucking up to him and, you know, he thinks they're lower than him, then he's fine with that.
Yeah. He doesn't want anyone to take any spotlight or yeah. I think he's like a big baby. My opinion. Just my opinion. Yeah. I'm just speaking for myself.
Going out on a limb.
I can only speak for me and Ken. Okay. So the next artist is an old friend of our show. He's in L.A. His name is Grant. Let's hear how Grant presented this song.
Yeah, you're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. You're the meanest girl that I ever knew by far. An empty vessel, you're a loaded gun, you're a Nazi general, you ain't too much fun, 'cause you're really stupid, and you're ugly too, your face is full of worry lines from all the mean you do, 'cause you're the meanest girl that I ever knew, did you know it? Well, you are, yeah, you're the meanest girl that I ever knew by far.
Perfect.
The name on that one?
Mean.
He yells mean at the end. His name is Grant.
That's Grant in Burbank.
I like that one.
I do too.
The Chipmunks a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's that. Who was that guy Russell that used to do political?
Mark Russell.
Mark Russell, political parody song.
Right. And that's Grant singing, and that was his friend John B on piano.
I like that one.
Okay, you make a note. Now, the next one is not eligible. My son Josh is very, very musical, very talented, but he doesn't sing very often. He's kind of shy about his singing. So I'm really thrilled he took a pass at this, and I got to hear him sing. Let's just hear a minute of Josh.
Of Josh's?
Okay. Yeah, Josh. And then the... Josh said the chords were kind of surprisingly challenging.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. You're the meanest girl that I ever knew, by far.
I think it's so sweet. So Josh realized, you know, this song is so childish. I have a 10-year-old grandson, Miles, Josh's son, Miles. So Josh asked Miles to sing a version of it.
Yeah, and Don could take a couple of lessons from Miles, because Miles at first didn't want to sing it because he said it was too mean.
Yeah, Miles said, I don't want to sing this. It's just such a mean song. Yeah,
so that was your son's singing?
That was my son singing, and now this is my...
I really like that.
I really do, too. He's so
good. First
gifted.
Of all, there's something a little menacing about it, which is interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, it's so slow. And... I don't know. I quite haunting. So I think that I really do like that.
He's not eligible for the big prize, but you're very sweet, and thank you for your kind words. And this is my grandson, Miles, who was reluctant to do this. He had to be talked into it because the song is too mean.
Whoa! He's going to get extra points just on that.
I know, he's a good kid. He's too good for this song.
Yeah.
Girl that I ever knew, did you know it? Well, you are. You're the meanest girl that I ever knew, by far. You're an empty vessel, you're a loaded gun. You ain't too much fun.
Aw, Miles.
You know, he's the kid is so charismatic. He could audition tomorrow and get some.
How old is he?
He just turned 10, and he's just too nice to sing those words.
My granddaughter is 10 years old.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go. Oh, that would be amazing. If we could marry our families together,
there you go.
I would get my hand on some of that American Pie money. That's my little fantasy.
I thought you have co-writing credit. Have you not?
I did not ask for credit. I don't see a nickel. And I'm the one that came up with, you know what the original version of it was? I knew him back in Sarasota, you know,
yeah.
He was at Lena's Cafe, and he was writing the song. Did you know the original version of this, Patricia? It might have been before you met. But originally the verse went, bye-bye, Miss Little Bo Peep. Drove my Honda to see Wanda, but the girl was asleep. That was his original. Mm-hmm. And
what was the song going to be called at that point?
I guess Miss Little Bo Peep. He didn't have a title, and I was
Honda to see Wanda.
I was listening to him sing. He sang it like 100 times, and I was in the other room, and I just wrote some notes. I said American Pie,
yeah.
Chevy to the Levee,
okay.
And I presented it to him. And you know how he thanked me, Patricia? He gave me a slice of carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let's call it even.
You know,
lucky I got that, exactly.
When you told the story last week, I was skeptical.
Yeah.
But I have to admit now, you've repeated it word for word.
Oh, I'll never forget it. But I'm not asking for credit. And there's only one album in existence that has the correct writer's credit. And we're giving that away today.
That's what you're giving out tonight.
That's what we're giving out tonight. I would vote for my grandson, but he's not eligible. Because I love
him. Your grandson's Miles not eligible.
No,
either.
And neither is Josh. Love of the 8 or 9 people, I love 6 of them. So it's tough for me. But Miles and Josh are not eligible.
Okay. Well, they did a great job.
They did, both of them. and they did it from love. It's from a place of love. Okay. Now this is this is another artist, a local artist, who Josh knows, and Josh told me he sang it and he felt really dirty singing it. He just felt icky. He had to take a shower after he sang it.
Mm.
I have to take a shower after I hear it.
This is by Harrison Clock, The Meanest Girl.
Don't be the meanest girl I ever knew.
That's kind of the indie rock version. I think he really improved on the song itself.
Yeah, I think the less you hear the lyrics, the better.
Yeah. It's a special song in that way.
Yes.
In case you're just tuning in, this is 7 Second Delay, and we are joined tonight by our special guest and judge, Patricia McLean, and we are playing listener versions of the recent Don McLean tune, The Meanest Girl.
And Patricia is the erstwhile subject of the song, so she should know. If we're going to have a judge, you can't do better.
Right.
Anyone ever write a song about you, Ken?
Yes.
They did?
Yeah.
They have?
Yes, they have. There's a couple of them.
There are?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Believe it or not.
I choose not to believe it, but what are they called?
Well, one of them, as you know, is by Metafunkel, Hyman and Metafunkel.
Oh, the guy that wrote about everything.
No.
Oh, Hyman and Metafunkel, who did it?
Hyman and Metafunkel did a version of the Twisted Sister tune, and it's called Ken's Not Gonna Take It.
That's and what was the original version called?
We're Not Gonna Take It.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. And then...
But those guys are very talented guys. They were on our cruise.
And then
so they took a song that's called "We're Not Going to Take It," and they changed it to "Ken's Not Going to Take It."
Yeah,
you don't
get points
for that.
It's a song about sticking it to the man.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Only I'm the one sticking it to the man. I'm not the man.
Oh, in that song, yeah.
Yeah.
In that song, you have a man above you.
Right.
Yeah, you're the man, but there's a bigger man.
And then there's the guy who sings a song about everybody and everything.
And oh, yeah.
He sang a song about you as well.
Yeah, that's kind of his business plan.
Right. It's called something like Ken Friedman, You Are a Great Radio Man.
Did you hear about this guy, Patricia?
No.
There's a guy out there. This is how he makes his living. I'm not kidding. He writes 30 songs a day about everyone in the world. Everyone on Wikipedia, everyone that's mentioned in the news.
Well, yeah, but it's also not just about people. He also writes songs about cities. And countries.
Because people then are searching for, let's say people are searching for Ken Friedman, my co-host and station manager here. If they're searching for him for any other reason, they'll stumble onto that song and play it, and he makes a tenth of a cent, and these things add up. So he writes...
You know, he would actually make, I think, 19 cents per song that was sold on the iTunes store.
There you go. So people will download...
He was making almost a living.
He supported his family by writing these insane songs. And until I heard The Meanest Girl, I thought it was the worst song I ever heard. But now it's no longer the worst. There's a new contender. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was Harrison. That was in Harrison Clock.
And Harrison learned a very important lesson from, I don't know if it was Fats Domino or Bo Diddley, which is just do not over-enunciate. You should not be able to understand the lyrics completely.
That's stupid.
No, I think that's an important.
Well,
for this song it
works. But yeah. I think the reason we love Frank Sinatra is because you understood every single word. Hey, remember at the Neil Young concert? Remember that sign I held up?
Yeah, you held up a sign that said "Enunciate."
Yeah, in the middle of the Neil Young concert.
Yeah,
yeah. That's just a sample, Patricia, of the kind of fun people have when they take me out in public. That's a sample. Okay, so the next artist.
Yeah, we should mention that not everybody who entered this contest had musical talent or skill.
No, that's true.
We didn't want to limit it to such people.
You didn't have to mention that, Ken. I think it speaks for itself. So the next artist, and I know why you mentioned that, Ken. The next artist is a regular caller, Patricia. Can you imagine someone that calls our show every week? Can you imagine what kind of life they've led?
He's also almost a staff member of the show.
Yeah, his name is Sam.
Sam the Appraiser.
We call him Sam the Appraiser for reasons I don't recall. And Sam wanted to give this a shot. So this is Sam. He's never sung before in public. This is the first time he's ever done anything like this.
Wow.
And he's kind of rapping to it over a Beastie Boys tune, Sabotage.
Okay.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. Yeah, you're the meanest girl that I ever knew before. Well, you are an empty vessel. You're a loaded gun. Ain't too much fun. You're a Nazi general. You're in my face because I feel disgraced because you're all in my face. Because you are just really stupid and you're ugly too. Go to the zoo. Your face is full of worry.
And he's doing what's known as freestyling there.
That's freestyling. That's what rappers do.
Yeah.
Well.
Filling in the extra beats and syllables.
Something sad about that guy. You just want to give him a big hug, don't you?
Patricia? No, I kind of like that one. What's his name?
Sam the Appraiser.
Sam the Appraiser.
I kind of like that. Why should you like remember? It's hard. Like, why should you remember the lyrics of the actual song? Because the lyrics are so stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Why would anyone want to be true?
Exactly.
To these lyrics, when the lyrics are so crude and off-putting.
The lyrics his version seems a little smarter, actually.
Yeah. No, Sam is the nicest guy. He lives nearby and actually swings by sometimes. And we love him. I've never heard him sing. That was a revelation to me. And now the next artist, if you're keeping score at home, which you should be, Patricia, is he calls himself Black Cat. Do you know it? What do you know about this guy, Ken?
I know he's got a great voice. He's from the South somewhere.
Okay.
And he sort of adopts Don McLean's persona in this, and he makes some very controversial claims about Don's personal habits.
Oh, okay. So he took some liberty with the lyrics, and I think that's what Patricia was hoping to hear.
Yeah.
So let's hear this.
And it hurts every time I pee. You're the meanest girl, and I keep all my urine in jars.
Oh my God.
My name is Don McLean. My verses drag on and on. They should invent a COVID mask that protects us from this song. I had a shining moment around 1972. I sang that song, American Pie, written by Andy Bregman, that Jew. Oh. And you're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Do you know it? Well, you are. My name is Don McLean, and I am one of rock's biggest stars. Well, hello, everybody. Black Cat here. I can't believe my song got through. Hey, love the show. And now I gotta shine. You know, it's my first time performing on 7-second delay, though I've been listening a long, long time. My name is Don McLean. I'm the living end. and now I've been deleted. I'm no longer Field Marshal Friedman's Facebook friend. My name is Don McLean, and I think the Holocaust never happened. My song lyrics are pretty tired. They should all go take a nap. And you're the meanest girl, 'cause you told the truth. I'm Don McLean, and I need Dulcolax just to poop. Yeah, you're the meanest girl, and I need Dulcolax to poop. Well, yeah, I need Dulcolax to a poop.
There you go.
Wow.
That was a love letter.
That's the one to beat.
That's the one to beat. Yeah,
He makes a lot of content. He contends a lot of things in that song that I don't know if there's actual proof of.
You know what's actually a sweet lyric, Patricia, is he said in that song, you're the meanest girl because you told the truth. Doesn't that have the ring of a sincere Don McLean thought?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not so sure he actually keeps his urine in jars.
No, I've seen it in baggies.
Baggies?
No, it's a good point, Ken.
Yeah.
I've seen him. I was on tour with him. He ran out of jars like the third day.
Yeah. And did he seem to experience pain when urinating?
I was only in the stall with him once.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed to go okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Was he a Holocaust denier?
Oh, we had huge arguments about it. We raged. It was just screaming arguments till 3-4 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He actually denied World War II happened.
And Dulcolax. Any truth to that?
That's a laxative of some kind?
Yeah, it's an overnight laxative.
Well, I wasn't married to him for 25 years. You'd have his wife on the phone.
Yeah, Patricia, any truth to the Dulcolax?
I'm not going to really go there.
No, that's too much.
Who would? Who would go there?
Yeah. That's a whole other.
I let people just use
imagine.
Their
yeah, exactly. I think you listen to the new album, and then you can, and then that sort of would answer the question whether he's constipated.
And
or not.
He's also coming to town. He's playing Tarrytown, I think. He's coming to the State Theater in New Brunswick.
Patricia, let me take you. You'll be my date. Let me take you to the show.
I listen to American Pie like 1 million times. I never want to listen.
Patricia,
to
no, we can go, and you know what we can do? We can get near the front of the stage, and we can just request Meanest Girl. Hey, sing Meanest Girl.
You should go.
Oh, I only go with you.
You should go, Andy.
And then even during American Pie, hey, Meanest Girl, sing Meanest Girl. And then after he sings Meanest Girl, you know what we could do, Patricia? We could yell, sing it again.
Boy, that would really get under his skin.
He probably has people looking out for you to make sure that they don't let you in.
You mean like the hell? He has his own Hell's Angels to beat me up.
He probably has shown your picture to the
people. I used to tour with him. I know his entourage. I ain't scared of them.
Okay.
You probably know some of the same guys. When did you meet the man? What year?
1987.
Okay, it was after my relationship with him.
When did you write the piece on him? What year?
Oh, I knew him in 1980.
Uh-huh.
And then when did I start here, Ken? What year? I wrote it for the station.
It was you started here in 1990.
And when did you have that little magazine?
Yeah,
going?
That was in the 90s.
So it was in the 90s, and I know your lawyer at one point must have read it, and you might not know this. He found that article I wrote. I sort of wrote a little bit about my time with him, and he responded. Did you know that? He wrote a little article about
me. Yeah, because I actually remember that, and I saw the article that you wrote. And it was very disturbing to me because
it was I call it my meanest girl. That was my moment.
Well, I it was disturbing to me because it resonated the things that you said that he did. I could see that he did. But I was just kind of had to be in denial because I couldn't face the fact that I was like married to this guy. But I remember saying to him after I read it, he was furious. And I said, why don't you just apologize? You know, just write him a note and say you're sorry. And wouldn't that have been something
yeah,
to do?
Yeah, that would have just been awesome.
That's it. Because I was like, you know, maybe...
But I guess for people...
He didn't deny he did those things, but he still... Well, but yeah.
His response was incredible, though, because he said, like, he starts off in the first or second sentence and says, I am not a mean person, and then spends 1,500 words being a complete jerk.
But I think for people like that, apologies are not... It's not an option. It's just not in his
vocabulary. They don't think that way.
Not in his vocabulary.
They double down. They actually double down is what they do.
Yeah. They're not strong enough to apologize. It's all insecurity.
He also says about you, Andy, in his response, that you are like his own Mark David Chapman.
Dear God.
Only not as cool or something like that. Just an absolutely insane thing.
Yeah. Like, Andy, what do you think if he had written you a letter and just said, you know, my head was, I'm ashamed or whatever, I'm just sorry. Like, don't you think that would have just diffused the whole thing?
Oh, of course. And to be honest with you, I probably would have been a little disappointed. I don't know. That would have been interesting. I mean, has he apologized to you?
Oh, my God, no.
Are you kidding?
That's the other thing. Oh, by the way, that's the other thing about domestic abusers. Because someone who works in prisons told me this. He said that he works with murderers, rapists, and all of them know they did something wrong. But domestic abusers never think they did anything wrong.
Yeah, they gaslight you and make it seem like you did something wrong.
They do not believe they did anything wrong. I mean, even guys who kill their wives, they probably wouldn't admit it.
So you think Don McLean could pass a lie detector test? Like, he's in that much denial.
I don't know. It's hard to say, but I'm sure he blames everything on me and hates me and blames.
Well, listen to the things that he wrote about Patricia in the song.
It just
well, exactly. There you go.
All right, so we have one version left.
We have one more, and then we'll get to the award ceremony. It's Olympic season, so this. Hey, you know where my wife is, Patricia? She's in France right now. She's volunteering for the Olympics. It's like her dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's always been her dream. She loves the Olympics.
She's protecting the riflery squad, right?
Well, the marksmanship competition. She's volunteering there. I don't know exactly what she's doing.
I believe
so much fun to be on the inside like that.
Yeah.
If anybody threatens any of the marksmen, isn't Beth supposed to throw her body in front of the bullet?
I think she's safe. I think the athletes that she's with are all armed and are very good shots. So I think I'm not worried about her. But she's, you know, the skeet shooting competition and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she is.
Yeah.
But it's not televised, is it? That stuff?
Oh, I'm sure they film it.
Yeah, but it's not sexy. It's not like the beach volleyball. Beach volleyball. Let's go to beach volleyball in 4 years, Ken.
I'd rather watch the skeet shooting.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so let's go to the final version now, and then Patricia has to decide who the lucky winner is.
This last version, the artist's name is Gerz, G-E-R-Z.
My old pal Gerz.
Oh, do you know this guy?
From El Segundo, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, here we go.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it?
Well, you are.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew by far. You're an empty vessel, you're a loaded gun, you're a Nazi general.
You ain't too much fun.
Cause you're really stupid, and you're ugly too. Your face is full of worry lines.
From all the mean you do.
Either this guy's tripping or I'm tripping.
The meanest
nice bass line.
That I ever knew. Did you know it?
Well,
you're the meanest girl that I ever knew by far.
There's there's a long tradition of speeded up voices in pop music. There's the Chipmunks, the Nutty Squirrels, the Purple People Eater.
Patricia, you don't know the station, but that's probably one of the most mainstream commercial songs they've ever played on the station.
Wait, which one is?
That was the song that we just heard. The station revels in music like that.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that sad?
Well, it's different.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It's different. Yeah, Ken.
Not the same old.
Well, that was a nice piano-based duet.
Ken, this station is different.
It is.
Yeah.
That it is.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Eclectic.
Yeah, eclectic. But we all know what that means.
What does eclectic really mean?
Stupid.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to review, and then we're going to have the award ceremony. This is kind of exciting. It's 7 minutes to 7. Patricia, you've been.
Could you play like a few seconds of each one?
Well, okay. I'm gonna. Sure. Oh, can you do that? Okay, this is number one. Too Tall in His Gang.
Okay.
Just a few seconds. You can skip ahead.
You're the meanest girl.
Okay,
that I ever knew.
That's too tall.
I did like that one, but again, it just sounds a little bit too much like Dawn.
Exactly,
it samples Dawn.
It actually literally samples Dawn.
Yeah, that's why I can't vote for it. But otherwise, I did like it. Yeah.
I know. Give you bad dreams. Okay, the next one was two guys, Carl and Mark.
This was the.
That was the plunking. I didn't like.
I think the 10cc one. I think.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew.
Very sweet. I think there's something sweet there. Yep. Okay,
yeah,
the next one is Grant. He did sort of a ragtime piano.
Yeah, you're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Mean.
That's Mark.
My favorite part.
Mark Russell. Mark Russell lives. And it's channeled by Grant. And the next one was my eldest child, Josh.
Well, I love Josh and Miles, but I guess
they're not eligible.
Let's hear it again.
Little bit of Josh and Miles. We have a minute. He has such a good heart.
The meanest girl.
Oh, this is Miles, of course.
That I ever knew. Did you know it?
I know. He's too nice. He's too nice to sing that song. Okay, and this is a local hero, Harrison Clock. Okay. And the next is Sam the Appraiser, who I give extra points to because Sam stepped out of his comfort zone. This was an unusual thing for Sam to do.
Yeah, you're the meanest girl that I ever knew before. Well, you are an empty vessel. You're a loaded gun. Ain't too much fun. You're a Nazi general. You're in my face because I feel disgraced.
Okay,
because you're all in my face.
Okay. That was. I just love that he did it. I don't know how great it was, but I love that he did it. Thank you, Sam. Okay, the next is Black Cat. And Black Cat sort of told the story from Don's POV.
Yep.
He's the one who claimed, without any proof, that he stores his urine in jars.
Well, I know the winner, so should I say it now?
No. We have to just, we should hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I ever knew. My name is Don McLean, and I am one of rock's biggest stars.
Okay, and then number eight was...
That's the only line in there that I don't like.
Well, he's being sarcastic.
Okay.
I mean, the idea is, in Don's mind, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So then this is, the last one is Gers.
That I ever knew. Did you know it?
Sounds great.
You are.
There we go.
They're the stuff of nightmares. Okay, so and we do have we do have to decide on a winner. Patricia McLean.
Okay,
you've heard
I
them
know
all.
Who the winner is, and I'm choosing this one because, once again, the whole purpose for me of doing this is praying and hoping that this might contribute to him 8 years after I managed to escape. Horrific abuse for 29 years, that he will finally leave me alone. And I'm hoping that mockery might do it. And so therefore, it has to be Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Way to go, Black Cat.
I think I would have voted the same way. I agree with you. And I hope it works. I mean, you'd think he'd have better things to worry about than you and me and us.
You would hope so. It's been 8 years after all.
I'm really sorry. And if this helped at all, if this brought you any comfort at all, I'm so
well,
happy.
Well, I will let you know. And Andy,
I'll get back to you on that, Andy.
It was good to connect with both of you, and I'm sorry for what you had to endure.
Oh, no, it was just, oh, my God, no, don't worry about me. I worry about you. And your foundation, again, if your website?
It's a nonprofit, and okay. It's breaking the silence of domestic abuse across Maine, and it's called FindingOurVoices.net.
FindingOurVoices.net. It couldn't be a more worthy cause out there. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Thank you so much.
You're
and
a
let's
champ.
Stay in touch.
Okay, we love you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. Congratulations to the Black Cat. I think I know how to track you down. I'll be mailing you your
great.
Special edition of American Pie with the corrected writing credits, which is not an actual factory-printed cover.
No, I'll cop to that. I wrote it by hand.
Yeah.
I'll cop to that.
Andy stuck a little white sticker on there. So it's a little bit like, you know, the contention that about storing the urine in jars.
Yeah, it's undocumented.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, can I have next week off?
Yes.
I've been good.
Yes, let's take next week off.
Okay, brother.
We had the cruise and we had the...
Yeah.
Magical Mystery Bus Tour, and the big contest and the show with Patricia McLean right there. So, yeah, I think we deserve
it. We've earned it.
Yeah.
I think I've earned 6 months off.
No.
No.
Nope.
Fine.
Thank you to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And thank you to everybody who sent in those great versions of The Meanest Girl.
Yeah. No, this was great. I loved all of them.
Yeah. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. And stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman, man. Andy Breckman, man. Oh, he takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.